Buffalo Wild Wings thinks your afternoons could use a little spicing up. So they're happy to remind you about, well, happy hour. You know the concept. Grab your friends and visit your nearest B-Dubs to score $4 shareables like street tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, and roasted garlic mushrooms. There are beverages, too, like select domestic draft beers starting at $4 and deals on select liquors and house cocktails. Phew, that's a mouthful. Which reminds me, I'm hungry, and happy hour is sounding pretty good right about now. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Offers and participation vary. Please drink responsibly. Void where prohibited.
Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession Session,
Black China's sex tape has been leaked and people are not impressed. Jay-Z tipped a waiter $11,000 and there's been a lot of mixed feelings about the tip. And we're going to update y'all on the Queen Court drama. What's good? This your host, Angel Andrea.
And I'm your host, John Othello. And you are listening to the one and the only Confession Session. What's good, y'all?
What it do? What it do? Ooh, ooh, what it do?
You so ugly.
What's been going on with you?
You know, I'm a bald-headed nigga out here now. And this was
yes.
Like a new step for me.
Looking good. Looking good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was at work like a couple days ago, and I randomly just looked in the mirror, and I just saw like a bald spot. And I mean, I feel like I've talked about on the show. Angel says that, and I feel like I've talked to her personally about me balding. Angel said that I wasn't.
He hasn't.
About it.
He hasn't.
But definitely, I've been balding for the past year. And it has been, I actually, more than that, maybe 2 years, but it's been really noticeable. So I went and got this stuff called, what is the name of that shit? Topic. And it's like,
I was just going to ask like, about that. So do it
work? Yeah, it's like, it does. And it just got to the point to where I just got tired of applying it all day and, like, trying to make it work with the creases and, you know, with the certain parts of my hair and just all day. And then it itches you know, and it, like, you touch your hair and it's all on your hands and all that shit. So I was just like, I looked in the mirror and I saw, like, a bald spot and I was like, fuck it, I'm shaving my head today. Like, I literally.
That's right.
Like, when I was looking in the mirror, I texted my boyfriend. I was just like, I'm shaving my head tonight. He was like, wow, seriously? I was like, yeah, I'm fucking shaving my head. I'm tired of this shit. Like, and, you know, I started trying to with my dull-ass razor, and Crystal, he was just like, it's not going to fucking work. Let's make a trip to Walmart, get you some supplies. He came back, and he shaved it for me. And
really?
Yeah,
he did that? Oh, my God. A man of many talents.
Cakes
and
yeah.
Get that hair? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome. But, no, I was really happy with the result. You know, at first I was just like, damn, I'm bald out here. But now I'm getting comfortable with it. You know, I've noticed a couple more stairs, you know, when I'm walking out. Like, damn. Like, do I look like a chocolate, you know, chocolate drop out here now?
You're so funny. Are you going to go ahead and grow a little mustache or a beard?
Well, you know, I can't. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I asked you about that.
Yeah, but if I did, definitely I would have if I was able to, but nah, not anytime soon at least. So maybe on my little break, you know, like I'll be on vacation for the next like week and a half. So I'm going to try and go out. Yeah, I'll work if I can in that little amount of time. But, yeah, besides that, no. But what's been going on with you?
What's been going on with me? Okay, so I just want to talk to y'all about something real quick. So, Jen, do you remember when I was telling you, you know, like I got rolled up at work, woo-woo, you know, I told everybody on the show. And I was, like, upset about it because it was, like, really, like, ridiculous and stuff. So my supervisor, she had, like, reached out and she was talking. She sent us all an email today. And it just really put me in a bad spot. Like, I really felt, like, really upset. Like, I mean, I know better, but I just felt like the favoritism is just so real and it's evident, and that pisses me off. So, anyways, this is what happened. So, she wrote an email to everybody this morning, and she's just like, for the last couple months, we've fallen off track. We need to start, you know, changing some stuff, and, you know, just a lot. And she just put all this stuff, like, you guys need to not have any distractions such as homework, music. And she, like, named those two things specifically regarding me. And so I was thinking, like, because I'm the only one that's in there in school. So I'm like, how is my homework a distraction when, you know, I'm on my lunch break? And that makes no sense. Anyways, so she had wrote us all good morning, and I got up and I went to the printer real quick. Well, by the time I came back, she had already clicked off the little IM. So I didn't write her good morning back because I'm like, okay, well, she already clicked off. I'm not going to start a whole new conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. So do you know she personally IM'd me, like, just let you know that email wasn't regarding you this morning. I didn't want you to take it that way. I've been really, you've been doing a really good job. I've been happy with your performance, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I already knew that because had it been me, you would have just came back up here and wrote me up like you did last time. But because it's them, and we all know who messing up, we all know who the deal is, who she's talking about, but she ain't getting wrote up. So, I mean, that got me feeling some type of way. Should I be feeling some type of way about this, y'all, is what my question is overall.
I don't think so, because ultimately it's nothing you can really do. You know, just continue to bust your ass and try to figure out the exit strategy of becoming your boss's boss. And, you know, because, I mean, a lot of times...
Yeah, no, that's right.
I mean, ultimately it's not going to change by you running and complaining or you having an attitude. You know, it may fuck up your coin. You know, so just... I say just stay low and figure out...
Okay.
How to get the fuck up from up under this bitch who's clearly an adult showing favoritism. Like, what is this, kindergarten? Like,
right. Okay, well, thank you, Jen. That was awesome. But anyways, guys, other than that, everything has been pretty smooth with me. So before we get started on these topics this evening, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Tumblr, SoundCloud, and, of course, this podcast from Blog Talk. And send us your confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, comment, rate, subscribe, and tag us in that drama. Okay, Jen, would you like to...
Yes. Confession question of the day. Confession question of the day. What are some must-see things in Las Vegas? What are some must-see things in Las Vegas? Let's get to those confessions, you guys.
Yes. Okay, y'all. So on Monday, Jay-Z, he took a group of friends out to celebrate the birthday of Juan O.G. Perez, who is the president of Roc Nation Sports. Now, there's been a lot of stare and talk about this tip that he left this waiter. Some people are like, okay. Some people are like, he's being a cheap ass. But according to Page Six, the group first hit up Zuma in Midtown for dinner, where Jay-Z picked up a $13,000 tab. Next, they traveled to Made in Mexico, dropping $9,000 on drinks. And then the six of them headed to a nearby nightclub, Playroom, where Jay-Z ended up spending $74,000 on liquor. According to this receipt posted on Snapchat from a server at Playroom, the big pimpin' rapper bought 40 bottles of his own champagne, Ace of Spades, and he also left an $11,000 tip on a bill, which is obviously a ton of money for a server to take home in one night. But everybody on Twitter was feeling some type of way. Well, a lot of people, they weren't impressed with that. So, some of these Twitter users were saying, if Jay-Z is only tipping 15%, I'll never have enough money to tip 18 to 20%. And then another guy said, Jay-Z is worth $500 million. He should tip more than 15%. And again, I'm willing to bet that he got the best service establishment could ever give, which is more than 15%. So, because, you know, they wouldn't just let anybody serve him. My thought is, first I want to hear what Jim thinks, but Jim, were you impressed or were people tripping or is it not a big deal because he did his due diligence?
Okay, so I have two ways that I feel about it. Like,
okay.
The person in me is saying, okay, this is more than likely the highest tip that whoever serves him, whatever bottle girl was working with, has received in one night. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, okay, well, still, she's fucking getting $11,000. Be grateful. But me being a bartender, you know, and knowing what it entails, and especially with a spot that Jay-Z is frequenting, and I work in an establishment that is for, you know, the wealthy, the millionaires, billionaires, celebrities to frequent, you know, my establishment. I feel like if you have the money to pay the owners of this establishment who are not for handouts by no means, you know what I'm saying? If you can afford to pay them $90,000 or $74,000, you know what I'm saying, on bottles of champagne, you can tip correctly on the tab. You know what I'm saying? So
what is correctly then?
I honestly felt the type of way, and you know, I spoke to some people about it, and they were just telling me, like, you know, to stop being ungrateful. And it's just like, first of all, I'm not getting this damn tip. So it's like, it don't got nothing to do with me, but I'm just saying, if I was to receive the tip, I mean, I honestly, if I was a person serving JC, I would look at him differently. Because I'm just like, nigga, you are worth $500 million. And like the person said, they are not going to send any person over there to serve them. They're going to send the top flight bottle girl they have in that motherfucker that can work with five tables. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the check of the night. So, you know, they got top flight service in that motherfucker. Like, she did everything they wanted. She anticipated every service that they needed. And you don't think she's worth that. But you feel the establishment that she works in is worth spending $74,000 in, but she's not worth the 20% the correct industry standard for it. But, like, to me, that's not fair. And I put on, you know, on Instagram, I was like, I don't give a fuck if that tab was $1 million. I am going to spend a $200,000 tip. Like, I mean, it's just being honest. If you can sit and spend $1 million in a restaurant, you know how much work that entails? Somebody running back, sweating, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure that like, she was stressed out her mind that whole night dealing with them. And all you get is a 15% tip? Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, I disagree with that. Like, yes, I mean, I would have gotten over it because at the end of the day, it is the highest tip that the most I've received in one night was $2,500. So that, but $11,000 is more of a long shot. So, you know, I would have gotten over it. But honestly, I would have felt the type of way. You know what I'm saying? That a black man did not tip me correctly. Honest, in all honesty, yes, I would. How did you feel?
Damn, I didn't feel like that. But the difference between Jun and I is that this is Jun, he worked in, you know, the industry with lots of famous people and stuff like that. So he knows about how hard it is and how, you know, you really got to do your best and keep a smile on your face when you got to go to the bathroom real bad, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm sure he knows the deal. So, you know, this is what he's doing. Me, I did this, but it was so long ago. You know, I'm just like, I probably would have just been like, you know, $11,000, yay, like, thanks, like, this is the most money I ever taken home. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to spend it on, you know what I'm saying? But that's the difference. I would say stop being ungrateful, but like you said, you running back and forth, you sweaty, so you don't know how that is until you get inside that position, and this is the work you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like you have a lot of experience.
I know for a fact. Whoever served him worked for that damn chick, for that check.
Yeah.
Like, she worked. Like, you know what I'm saying? You already, because that bottle was so expensive, you doing extra shit out of it. Like, how you present it, how you brought the glass to the table, how you pouring it, your explanation of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you making sure that you ain't dripping shit on the fucking table, on the counter. Like, she worked for that money. So she should, or he, whoever, they should have gotten the correct percentage behind it. Like, I'm sorry. Like I said, like, to me, I just don't fuck with it. Like, pay the people. Like, I don't get how people are okay with going into a restaurant and blowing it the fuck up. To all these motherfuckers, that it's not life is not changing. When people own nightclubs, they're not getting into it to get rich. More than likely, it's to show, you know, from research. People who already have money, already have establishments, it's a showpiece for them. You're not benefiting these people in no kind of way. But those people working in there, this is their life. Pay them what they worth. Like, I'm sorry. I got, like,
So how did you come up with this 20% then?
Because that's the standard. That is the industry standard. Like that.
I thought the industry standard was 15%. Why wouldn't they just put a 20% gratuity automatically included if 20% was what, you know, the standard was or is?
Well, I don't know if they put automatic gratuity in there. And my question is, I don't know. If 15% was the industry standard, then yes. I mean, I would not be serving in an industry where 15% was the standard because I wouldn't be able to afford my bills. But if that was the case, then yeah, people can't have to complain. But what I'm saying is that's not the case now. Okay. You said, and you will.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that the gratuity was automatically included on the receipt because I was looking at the receipt. So
it did say automatic gratuity?
No, it says 15% tips.
That's not automatic gratuity.
Okay.
When it's automatic gratuity, it will say automatic gratuity. Like, it will say that on it. Like, you are, like,
okay, I get
no,
it,
like, yeah, like, but you can choose if you want to do 12, 15, 18, 20, 22%. Like, you could choose that.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
If automatic gratuity is automatic gratuity. That will, like, in my job, they got rid of automatic gratuity recently because there were so many people that was just tipping on top of the bill. Now, to me, because they said that servers were being misleading. Now, I understand that. You know, me, I never felt like I did that because there's ways that you can show without being like, hey, just so you all know, the tip is included. You don't got to tip me on top of it. You don't got to do all that. But there's ways you can be like, you can circle the tip. You can circle, like, you know what I'm saying? Just
mm-hmm.
So when you pass them the check, your finger is on top of showing like, yeah, motherfucker, the tip is in here. Like, that's why you can go about it. Like, to me, yes, I don't think that's fair. You know, people are double.
I feel like you can just read. Like, right, read. Why aren't you reading a receipt?
Right.
What do you do? Like, I don't get it.
But
I guess
a lot of people
don't read the receipt, though, too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how much is the bill?
Okay. People don't read the receipt sometimes. Like, people will just go and just write the shit. But, I mean, sometimes you will get people that will come in because they understand and they come back around. They have to work for what they had. They did maybe do serving, busting their ass, you know what I'm saying, bartending the job, and they will sit on top of gratuity. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the motherfuckers. Like, I will sit, even though I know, like, if I went canceling a large party, I still would sit, like, on top of the gratuity because I know what goes into it. It's a lot of stress. Like, you have to, like you said, you got to make shit look easy. You can never let these people see you stressed out because people don't, for whatever reason, they have issues. They have frustrations against servers and bartenders for whatever reason. And, I mean, I understand, like we just talked about Applebee's, people do in the industry, they do judge, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, and you may not get the best servers. But if a motherfucker busting their ass and they went out their way, like I'm sure they did for Jay-Z and his crew, you can't tell me not a damn person was not like, oh, I'm about to get paid, did everything that they could have done for that man. Like, I just would have been like, don't sit me for the rest of the night. I literally would have told the hostess or whoever, you know, working the club, like, don't ask me for shit else unless it pertains to the table. Because this is the, like, I don't give a fuck about nobody else in this bitch. I'm focused on these six niggas right here. That's it. You can't tell me they didn't do that. You cannot tell me that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Dang, well, Jen has extremely strong feelings about this. And I think that everything is valid. You know, I understand where you're coming from and why your opinions are so strong on it. And the reason why, you know, you feel that, you know, you should tip. But, like, what happens if you just, you know what I'm saying, like, if you forgot your wallet?
What?
If you forgot your wallet.
Girl, I'm looking at that topic.
All right, y'all. Let's move on.
You just got them all. You going to jail. You going to jail, child. All right, you guys. Next topic. So, I just want to give a little update on the Queen's Court. I hope that you all follow it. I'm not the only person out here that's watching the Queen's Court. I know I'm not the only person watching the Queen's Court, but I hope you're not. I'm not the only person that No, it's about confession session. I listen to Queen's Court because it is a popular show. It's hilarious. You know, the two ladies, you know, are dope. You know, I fuck with Madison more than I fuck with Kaya now. But anyways, it is official. Queen's Court is done. T.S. Madison took to Instagram Live to bring the receipt after she was accused of stealing the Queen's Court by trademarking it being behind Kaya's back. She said after being reached out to Minaj and Will Packer, who is the film director and producer, she decided the show should become more legit and Kaya was done, and it wasn't until the Monique interview is when she was not down with doing. She was not down with the overall look of the show and the direction I was going, and she ended up walking out. Kaya is still adamant that she did not know T.S. Madison trademarking the show and getting everything over as far as the business. She feels like it is still her show. She's the one that started it, and she wants to continue to do it. But, yeah, you know, Kaya is shooting Next Caller, her newest hit single, if you will, without T.S. Madison, even though T.S. Madison is featured on the song, and it is like the theme song of the show. T.S. Madison is adamant that the show, The Queen's Court, is going to be rebooted March 19th with or without Kaya. How do you feel? Were you able to find out what's going on with The Queen's Court at all?
Nope.
Or are you still in oblivion? Okay, so you don't care.
I'm not trying to say I don't care. I'm just trying to say I don't care. Right now. When I find some time, I will, you know, record it. What channel is it on again?
It is on at 10 p.m. Monday night.
Oh, my God. That's late. 10 p.m. Wow. Ooh, that's late. Okay, well, anyways, how I feel like trademarking is very important. So that's something that they should have done if they knew that the show was going to be as popular, or it's a movie or the TV show, whatever it is, was going to be as popular as it was going to be. So is it more so like a drama, like a love and hip hop thing, or?
No, girl. So it's basically like a think. It's kind of like a talk show, but it's just
okay.
It's like a YouTube talk show, but on like steroids. Like it definitely is. All they do are like roasting celebrities for whatever mishap they have had this week, and they just go all the way in with no filter, and it's hilarious. You know, I think it's super funny. If I was a celebrity, they're talking about, I would be extremely pissed because they go for the jugular.
Jugular. I think that's cool. So they saying that Kaya pretty much she's not gonna be doing it on the YouTube anymore because she got into it with somebody, or because it was trademarked.
Yeah,
and she wasn't realized.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
But T.S. Madison is on the show too. So how many people is it? Are they all in the same room and they all just podcasting,
yeah,
and recording each other?
It's just them saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you'll have to see. So if my question to you, because I don't really know much about it, is if Kaya don't come back, are you going to care?
Yes, I'm still going to watch the show. I think that if she doesn't come back, they should still move on with another co-host. I'm thinking more so like Funky Dineva or just another, maybe not like real life, like another internet celeb that does have a social media following, somebody that is hilarious, that does kind of have the same demographic, people that want to know, you know, celebrity drama, but more so like just in an applicable way, like people that are not like obsessed with celebrities, but it's still like something interesting to watch. I think that's more so the route that she can go. And honestly, like, I haven't been fucking with Kaya as of recently anyways, because she does get a little homophobic, like I said on the last show. And she, for whatever reason, they reached out to her, like a company that she had did business with. She had did one of the Queen's Court live shows with her. Reached out to her and said that they wanted to part ways with her and not work with her, and because of the homophobic things that she had said, and she was just like, whatever, like keep them sissies and punks out your house, because that's like one of her like sayings, like she had told Madison, you know, if she can talk about women and call them sour pussy, like she can call gay men sissies and punks. And she was just like, there are, you know, gay men. It's good gay men out here or whatever. And she was like, you know, she's a fag in her past life, you know what I'm saying, and whatever. And it's just like, I just feel like, I don't give a fuck how many queens you be around, you know what I'm saying. You could be the biggest hag in the world. If you all don't know, a hag is a person that only fucks with gay people. They're basically a gay man trapped in a woman's body. Like, you know what I'm saying, they go to gay clubs, all their best friends, all their close friends are gay. You know what I'm saying, they ain't a lifestyle, but it's a woman. I don't give a fuck. Like, you still have to respect it. You know what I'm saying? Me being a gay man, still, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to sit here and be disrespectful to women and talk down to women and act like it just because I'm gay and I feel like I have a right because all my close homegirls, I mean, my close friends are with, like, no. Like, you have to have some respect, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I really do like who T.S. Madison is. You know, I didn't hear about her until the show, but, you know, it seems like she's had a long journey, but she's focused, you know. Like I said, she is a transgender woman or whatever. She used to do porn and all that stuff, but to me, I feel like she does what she wants. She's a good person. She's hilarious. It's gonna work for her. Like, I love, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know about the transgender lifestyle. Like, I know transgenders are part of the gay community, but they're their own separate. Like, it's something that, you know, if you can't really understand unless you, like, are a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So all we can do as being in the community is respect that. You know, but I think T.S. Madison does represent the community well. You know what I'm saying? She's honest. She's been through a lot of what those women are going through. And I think it's dope, you know. And I hope that she is able to move forward because, Buckeye, like, you could have started it 10 years ago. But bitch, it wasn't going nowhere with just you by yourself. This woman came and got on board with you. She made the show pop. She made sure that anybody steal from up under y'all because people were saying that, you know, they were going to steal the, you know, trademark the show and everything anyway. So she went and got a trademark. Right. You know what I'm saying? She went and bought the website. She had a bidding war and bought the website. You know, you can't hate on that. So props to her.
Yeah.
And we can move on.
All right, y'all. Let's move on to the next topic. All right, y'all. So according to TMZ, Blac Chyna's sex tape was leaked, and she says that her sex tape may be dirty, but she's clean. The video shows Blac Chyna performing oral sex on a man, and that was leaked on Monday on Twitter. Her ex-boyfriend, Mishi, claims to be the man in the video. Sources close to Blac Chyna tell TMZ that the scene was shot on her cell phone last July, but insist that she showed it to absolutely no one. TMZ was also told that her phone was not stolen and there was no obvious evidence that the phone was hacked. No photos or videos from her phone had been leaked other than the sex tape. Michi says after he shot the video on Blac Chyna's phone, he gave the phone back to her and he never got a copy of the video. TMZ also told was also told that Blac Chyna, she's filing a police report with the LAPD by the end of this week and will fully cooperate. And she also mentioned that she did not leak her own sex tape. Jeanne, did you watch that video?
So I didn't watch the whole sex tape because I know it's like the official out here, like she's getting piped and everything. But I watched like her giving head, you know, what everyone's talking about, like how whack the head was. And I mean, it was definitely, you know, elementary, you know, but honestly, I'm not much of that. So, I mean, I'm not mad at her that she's getting paid, you know what I'm saying, like, and with that wacky ass head, I'm like, go for it, honey. I don't know. I mean, like, why, I don't understand why sex tapes are getting leaked still nowadays.
Right.
I think, there's literally no way. Ain't nobody hacking it to Blac Chyna's phone, child. She leaked it or he leaked it. One of the motherfuckers leaked it. Why? What's the point? Like, it was a whack ass sex thing, for one. And then for two, it's not going to make either one of y'all more popping. So it was just a dumb move. What do you think?
That's funny. Okay, so I think that you're 100% right. I think that either he leaked it or she leaked it. And you're right, because to get exposure for 10 seconds, and now nobody cares about it no more because everybody already saw it, and it's so stupid. And, yeah, the whole video was whack. The head was whack. The sex was whack. His dick was whack. Like, everything was very, very bad. So, and she was just doing the most, like, all that crying. I'm like, girl, like, you are a vet. You are a veteran, and you acting like this. Like, cut it out. Cut it out. Like, it was just so lame. You could just tell it was just, she was doing the most. So, yeah, didn't nobody want to, our life would have been just fine if we had not watched that sex tape. Like, it would have been fine. So, like, it's fine still. Like, I don't even think about it. But, yeah, we'll see if she actually fully cooperated and filed a police report and all of that stuff. Maybe that's another way she'll be relevant. Black China is supposed to be filing with the LAPD, but has yet to come forward. Like, we know, because she leaked it, okay?
Like, that's the only thing, like, I mean, who else is going to leak it? Like, really, I don't want to see no crackhead porn. Like, I'm sorry. Like, to me, that's what that crackhead porn. Like, I'm not here for it. But, I mean, if y'all want to watch it, I mean, she's a cute girl, definitely. You know, but I don't know much more than that. And y'all up here hating on her because she's sucking horrible dick, like, and y'all sucking broke nigga dick. Like, clearly, y'all need to stop sucking dick so damn good, because he's out here getting her bills paid. Somebody paying $16,000 a month for a rent for her.
Nobody.
And you
got nobody. She's struggling.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she's struggling too, but still. You know what I'm saying? She's doing a lot better than a bitch who, you know what I'm saying, deep throat a nigga and then let him use her car. So.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, that's
right. She is doing better than him. Or them, her, whoever. All right, y'all.
Right.
Jen is going in on the hoes tonight. He's going in. No. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on to our last topic of the evening, y'all.
All right, you guys. Last topic. Of course, it'd be LastTV.com. Footage of a brawl featuring Tekashi 6ix9ine has been obtained by TMZ. The rapper and several other individuals were involved in an altercation right outside of LAX Airport in Los Angeles. The clip begins with two men arguing, then Tekashi walks up to them, trying to see what's going on. One of the men pushes Tekashi back, attempting to keep him away. They both appear to leave the situation, but things quickly get heated. A security guard steps between the men in order to de-escalate the situation. All of a sudden, a fight breaks out. The scuffle even ends up in the street, and one man gets his shirt ripped. Bystanders immediately take out their phones to record the brawl. Tekashi and his crew eventually walk off back into the airport where police arrive on the scene. Do you even know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is? And were you able to video?
No. So who is Tekashi 6ix9ine first? Is he a rapper?
Yes, he is a rapper. Like, I only know his song, he got it called, like, Kiki. But I fuck with it, though. It's super lit.
What song is it?
It's something like Fetty Wap, him, and some other rapper, but I fuck with it, though. He'd be like, man, what up? Because he got, like, one of the points. Like, he's always, like, screaming the top of his lungs. It sounds like it hurts. But I like it. So, like, he's like, I'm the little girl, I'm the poor girl, running for the store girl, for the foot. It's making my throat hurt even doing the shit, but.
Oh, okay. What is it called?
The song is called Kiki.
Oh.
I mainly know about Tekashi from, you know, his little beat. But go in. You said you weren't able to watch it at all, so you do not have an opinion on it.
Right. No. But tell me about it.
Well, my opinion is, I'm tired of, because I feel like Tekashi is talented, and I do feel like he does have a future in this industry. His look is different. He has, like, rainbow hair, you know what I'm saying, and he's, like, this hood nigga. So it's, like, I mean, I think it's, like, this whole influx of, like, you know, these, like, rap niggas, like, hood niggas that, like, are accepting of alternate lifestyles, you know what I'm saying, I think it's dope. But at the same time, it's like, I don't like the fact that he's, like, beef with everybody. Like, I know the reason of this incident is because he was, like, when he goes to any city, he don't check in. Meaning, like, that's, like, hood terms. Like, I don't give a fuck about no gang. I don't give a fuck about nobody. Like, when I'm here, this is my shit. I run this city. Like, just total disrespect. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, even if you aren't this lifestyle, yeah. Like, even if you aren't part of that certain lifestyle, it's, like, still, like, you respect the fact that you are in somebody's city. It don't matter if you fucking in Omaha. Like, it's some hood-ass niggas in Nebraska. And you'll be a damn fool to not, it's not now. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that they won't kill your ass. Like, you have to respect the fact of...
He sounds young. Around.
No, and that's the fact. He is. He's a young guy. He recently got signed, multi-million-dollar deal. I'm going to say like $7 million. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
So he got the coin. He got the check. You know what I'm saying? He's talented. You know, the industry is wide open for him right now. He's going to go down that route of like sabotaging himself because he wants to prove himself for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? Being ignorant. And it's just like you're causing all this stuff yourself. And he talks it up to people just wanted clout. And that may be the case. It may be a lot of niggas that just want to, you know, be seen beating his ass, and they upload a video like, I was that nigga ass because they need to, you know what I'm saying, they want to get a few extra followers. But it's like, why even give them the opportunity to do that? Get your motherfucking money. You know you are on a different level, nigga. Like, what are you doing right now? Like, you just signed a $5 million contract. You are in this city performing. Clearly, getting a check, get your money. Like, why is it so hard for people? Like, we were just talking about this shit with Cardi B. Like, what? Like, why do you want to still be in the fucking jungle with these fucking monkeys? Like what do you want? You are in a different. You don't have to do that shit more. Like, you should be able to uplift the people around you. Not continue to amplify that shit, but on a different level because you got the money now. Like, to me, that's ignorant. You know what I'm saying? I know people want to talk about their struggle, you know, and they want to make it seem like they're apart because, you know, that's where they're from. You know, they want to continue to portray this image. But it's like, if you're blessed, you're blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, you got to be like Uncle Elroy.
What do you mean?
I got my check and I was gone.
That's it. I mean, definitely to help your family. I don't know if you get about the family and shit like that, and, you know, and get back. But if you was in the streets, get the fuck out the damn street. It's like literally now, I feel like it's coming to a point to where he can't go no fucking where. Or it's going to be niggas trying him. Like, why do you feel the need to defend yourself? And then on top of it, it looked like you got knocked the fuck down from the video. So you did all that talking. Yeah, your homeboys beat the nigga up, but it was like you got knocked the fuck down. So I know that's expensive for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unnecessary, you know? And I hope that this was the lesson for him. And people, he does have a good team around him to tell him, like, look, you got to relax on all that bullshit. And do better.
Hopefully, yeah.
I could have gone in a different direction, but you can't be doing this shit, man. Like, for real. Like, no. No.
Well, you heard it best from Uncle Jen Othello. All right, you guys. That was our topic of the evening. We're going to go ahead and go into that fun confessional. So this evening, guys, our confessional questional is, what are must-see things in Las Vegas? Okay, so Jeune's birthday is Sunday. Yes, guys, I swear, it was literally like just a little while ago where we was just doing this for Jeune's birthday.
Now, my birthday's on Tuesday, okay? It's on Tuesday, the 27th. on Tuesday.
I thought the 27th was on Sunday. My bad. But I feel like it was just the other day where I was just like doing the like the birthday bitch song, remember? And like that was just your birthday.
I don't remember, nigga.
You don't remember we had did it on a show?
What we do?
So it was your birthday, and I just I had surprised you, and I was like, "Happy birthday, Jen! Go back and listen to it." And I had played. I started playing the songs and stuff like that. All you had to do is go back and listen to it. It seemed like it just happened yesterday to me. So, but anyways, guys, Jen is going to be in Las Vegas celebrating his birthday on Sunday. And what are some must-see things in Vegas? So let us know what are must-see things in Las Vegas. Right now, I could tell Jean a couple of things that he needs to check out in Las Vegas if he have an opportunity to. So, if you're looking for like a nice fancy place to go where you're looking to really spend some cash, like at your job cash or a little bit more, I don't know. Top of the World is really nice. You have to schedule it. You have to, like, they have something in your room, like, where you can look it up, whatever like that. But, yeah, you have to schedule, like, a day ahead of time or something like that. So that's a really fancy place. If you want something that's just as fancy but not as expensive, once you leave the elevator and you go all the way to, like, the back of the hotel downstairs, it's this little place called McCall's. Oh, my God. It is the bomb. So you got to check it out. It's comfortable. I think they open at, I don't know, like from 5 to, like, 11 o'clock at night. And it's just, what do they do? Like, they have all these happy hours and these half-off appetizers. But also they have a restaurant in there, too, where you can, like, get, like, lobster and, like, just some good food for like $100 if you want to do something fancy, but not like way too expensive. Other places that's good, it's a place up in there called Roxy's for food, and that's like a nice little Denny's, but it's not Denny's. It's like much better. People, they dress like they're old school and stuff like that. Everybody's really nice up in there, and that's like your Denny's prices, but it's really your food, you know. And just be careful, Jen. The waiters are really quick, you know. If you don't tell them that you're not done with that plate yet, they might just take you half an omelet and put that bitch in the sink. They did that to me one time. I was like, where did my omelet go? My husband's like, they took it. What do you mean they took it? Like, I wasn't even right. Done. So, but it was really good. Right. It was really good, though. So, other places, if you guys are looking also to have a little bit of fun, obviously the casino is always good at the Stratosphere. And I know you guys don't plan on gambling and stuff like that, but everybody be like super friendly. And like you go anywhere and everybody's cool and stuff like that. So it's really nice. And like you go up to the tables, they have like little tables and stuff like that. It's these like little sexy women walking past. And you know, just as long as you like look like you're playing a game or you look like you on the slots or whatever, they come and just keep bringing you drinks after drink after drink. It's really nice. You get lit for free, and you also get the half-off drinks and stuff, too. But the drinks are a little bit smaller, like the ones you get for free. But you can still actually, like, double and triple shots and shit. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you guys traveling outside of the hotel, I would say if you guys don't feel like walking, because I don't really know how hot it is or cold it is, but there are these buses that go past. And you know, don't be afraid to ask people, too. Like, people, they will ask, you know, just pretend like you're looking or whatever. Somebody will help you out. But, yeah, me and Sam, we, like, took the bus up to, like, Caesar's Palace. And we went to, like, this other restaurant called the Bacchanal, which is, like, an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's pretty expensive, though. It's, like, it's kind of like McCall's, like, a nice dinner at McCall's. It'd be, like, $100 for, like, two people for breakfast. And that's, well, a little bit more than 100, like 130 if you get, like, mimosas and stuff like that, and which are back-to-back. Also, like, you guys going up to the mall, which is you probably want to take the bus to because everything is far, then, like, just have a good time and take your time and walk through. There's, like, escalators and stuff outside, and it's really nice. It is really nice. So, but yeah, just be careful. Watch your back. There's a bunch of people that be outside sleeping on the ground in tents and just right outside and stuff like that. Oh, also, watch out for those people who be like, hey, y'all want $200 for free and a couple of movie tickets? Okay, well, come and sign up for this. They get your ass. They be trying to offer you, oh, let's sign you up for this and you come and sign this this hotel and play this free, $20 game or whatever like that. But they're trying to sign you up to do a timeshare. I'm not saying you can't do the timeshare. Usually they pay for your trip there, your trip back to the hotel and stuff. It just really takes like about 2 hours of your trip. Listening to a presentation, like eating, and it's just a lot. So, and people literally everywhere you go, people are going to be asking you. The only way it wouldn't work is if one of y'all didn't look like he was 21. So, because y'all both have age of 21, then you qualify. Other than that, that's all I got for you. Hope that was a handful of handful of information for you. Well, yeah, I hope you. Oh, did you get your shuttle bus?
Yeah, I did sign up for the shuttle bus. Yeah.
Yes. Good job. So y'all just want to find, the little thing. It's like a train and shit y'all gonna have to go on. I really wish you went with y'all, but y'all gonna have to do this anyways. But anyways, guys, that's all I have. Jeanne, is there anything else you have to say? Oh, who are you confessing your love for actually this evening? My bad, guys.
I don't have a love confession this evening. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's Black History Month. Everybody black that's out here winning, doing the damn thing. I love and respect you all. And I apologize that I don't have anyone specific today. Definitely next Sunday. On Sunday, I'm going to have somebody because it is our last Black History Month confessional. So, yeah, did you have any confessionals?
This was a wonderful show. And I just want to say, no, I'm just kidding with you, Jen. I just thought about it. And, yeah, I'm on the same page as Jen. But next week, like Jen said, he's going to have something awesome. And that's pretty much it. So I just want to say thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to us this evening. You obviously know you can expect to hear from us on Sunday, February 25th at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. Except I'll be here in Wisconsin and Jen Othello will be there in Las Vegas. If you guys want to hear anything from us or send us your confessions, do it and send it to confessions2us@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Andrina.
And I'm your host, John Othello, and you are listening to You Want Me Only Confessions Session. Good night, Mace.
Good night, Janica.
Not Janica. What the fuck?